1. 12 years later. Olivia McKenzie was certain she would have been offered the job if she hadn't punched the boss during the interview. But knocking the man senseless turned out to be a real deal-breaker. The CEO of one of the largest investment firms in the country, Eric Jorgensen, was now being questioned by an FBI agent. He wasn't cooperating. The agent had taken Jorgensen to the opposite side of the terrace and was trying to get him to calm down and answer his questions. Jorgensen was busy screaming at Olivia, threatening to have her killed and also to sue her because she'd broken his jaw. She hadn't done any such thing, of course. The man was exaggerating. She'd smashed his nose in, not his jaw. A waiter wearing the name tag Terry pinned to his black vest stood next to her, trying to soothe what he referred to as her extreme case of nerves. She wanted to punch him, too. "You're in shock," he told her. "That's why you look so calm. The guy tears your dress and gropes you, and it's only natural for you to go into shock, don't you think? That's why you're not crying and carrying on." Olivia looked at him. "I'm fine, really. Now please leave me alone," she silently added. "Hey, look," Terry said. "They're arresting Jorgensen's bodyguard. What's the guy doing with a bodyguard, I wonder?" A few seconds later, he answered his own question. "He must need one, especially if he attacks other women the way he attacked you. You think you'd like to go out with me sometime?" She smiled to ease the rejection. "I don't think so." "You're still in shock, aren't you?" Olivia was angry, not hysterical. She stood by the table with her arms folded across her waist as she patiently waited for the FBI agent to get to her. She had been told it wouldn't take long. Terry tried twice more to engage her in conversation. She was polite but firm each time he attempted to get personal. She watched the agents while she tried to figure out how she had gotten into this bizarre situation. Job hunting wasn't supposed to be dangerous. She had already interviewed with 3 other Fortune 500 companies without incident. Before she had gone to those interviews, however, she had done quite a bit of research. She didn't have that luxury with Jorgensen Investments. Because the position had just become available, she'd had less than a day to study the company's prospectus. She should have looked more closely before she agreed to the preliminary interview. "Should have, could have," she lamented. She hated job hunting and all the inane interviews, especially since she really liked her current job and the people she worked with. But there was talk of cutbacks, serious talk, and according to some of the other employees, Olivia didn't have seniority. She would be one of the first laid off. It was important to her that she stay in her current job until she accomplished what she had set out to do, but it didn't look like that was going to happen. The only constant in Olivia's life right now was the mortgage. It had to be paid, no matter what, which was why she had to have job options. She had gone to the office an hour earlier than usual this morning, finished 2 case files by noon, and headed over to Serafina, a lovely restaurant with a stunning view. The 5-star restaurant overlooked a manicured terrace, with tables strategically placed under a canopy of tree branches. Beyond was the river. Lunch was going to be a treat. She'd never dined at Serafina because of the expense, but she'd heard that the food was wonderful. Grossly overpriced, but wonderful. No peanut butter and jelly sandwich today. The hostess showed her to a table on the south side of the terrace. It was such a beautiful day with just a slight nip in the air, perfect for lunch outside. The preliminary interview with Xavier Cannon, the company's lead attorney, had gone well, she thought, but he hadn't answered some of her more pressing questions and had suggested instead that she ask Jorgensen. Cannon also mentioned that if Jorgensen liked her, he would offer her the job during lunch. Jorgensen was waiting for her. She spotted him across the busy terrace. He held an open folder in his hand and was reading a paper inside it. As she drew closer, she could see that it was her resume. For about 20 seconds, she thought he was quite a charmer and a rather distinguished-looking man. He was tall and thin and had a bright white smile. He stood and shook her hand. "Bring the lady."